President John Mahama says his first term in office has exhibited a phenomenal track record that guarantees another term. Addressing the chiefs and people of Ofo in the Volta region as part of the accounting tour to the people, President Mahama said government will ensure that development reaches every part of the country. The president has earlier inaugurated the first completed stretch of the Eastern Corridor Road from Dodopepeso to Nkwanta. The paramount chief of Akpafo, Nana Efifa Ekuamua, who spoke on behalf of the chiefs at Hohoi, described President Mahama as a listening leader. Pascaline Adadivo sent this report.
Characteristic of the region, referred to as the World Bank or the IMF of the NDC, President Mahama and his entourage were mobbed by residents of Hohoi. All through the journey, the convoy was stopped at almost every junction by some youth eager to catch a glimpse of the number one gentleman and get him to speak to them. President Mahama inaugurated a 46-kilometer stretch of the Eastern Corridor Road from Dodopepeso to Nkwanta. He also inspected some road projects before addressing the chiefs and people of KJB. The KJB township roads are currently undergoing asphalting, and there are a number of ongoing projects, including a new district hospital. From KJB, President Mahama made a final stop in the Hohoi township, where chiefs from all the paramountcies had converged to welcome him. On behalf of the chiefs, the paramount chief of Akpafu, Nana Efifa Ekuamua, exalted what he described as the sterling qualities of President Mahama. He thanked the president for his intervention in ensuring peace in Alavanyo and in Konya. Nana Ntiamua also recalled how government responded swiftly to some issues in the town.
Your prompt response to issues regarding our roads is very refreshing and reassuring. It is an indication that you are really a listening president and a father of the nation, and that we can rely on you in our moment of need. We all witness to the steady progress of the Eastern Corridor Road, which upon completion will ease movement of goods and services. Indeed, there is no gainsaying that under your leadership, Ghana has seen an unprecedented infrastructural development across the country.
President Mahama said, with the asphalting of the town roads as well as the Eastern Corridor, Hohoi inadvertently becomes a commercial town. He assured the people that the Hohoi Fudome Road will soon be awarded on contract.
We are working hard on all the other stretches of the Eastern Corridor Road because I know that this is a project that is high on the hearts of the people of the Volta region. And I wish to appeal to our traditional rulers and our people. Development is a process. It's not an event. We have to start from somewhere before we reach somewhere. And so if we have not reached your road yet, it doesn't mean we won't do your road. Hohoi is going to become a major commercial center on the Eastern Corridor Road. Many of the cars that will be coming from the north will come and stop here in Hohoi to refuel, to buy some food to eat, or to drink coffee and chibum or whatever. And that is why we have to upgrade the roads in the Hohoi township.
Meanwhile, President Mahama has announced efforts to revamp cocoa farming in the Volta region. Hohoi and surrounding towns were known in the past for their booming cocoa sector, but the fortunes have dwindled with time. President Mahama said Ghana Cocoa Board will assist interested farmers with free seedlings and inputs to start the cocoa farming. He encouraged the traditional leaders to give out lands for the purpose.
The good things we're working on too is the cocoa industry. Before, when you talked about cocoa and the amount of cocoa that was harvested, from Hohoi through Rara all the way through Dodopepeso, a huge quantity of cocoa used to be harvested. Fortunately, that has dwindled over the years. We are looking to rehabilitate cocoa farming in the Volta region. And so areas around Hohoi, Likpe, Alavanyo, Konya, we are encouraging our traditional rulers to allocate land to young farmers who want to go into cocoa growing so that we can assist them to be able to do so. Government on this part is giving everything free of charge. The cocoa seedlings are free. The inputs are free. All you need is the land. And we will bring the cocoa extension officers to show you how to plant the cocoa, and they will help you and supervise you until the cocoa is grown. And with the hybrid cocoa seedlings we are using, in 3 years it starts fruiting. In 5 years it is mature. And the price that we are paying for a kilogram of cocoa is very attractive. It can change the lives of our young people. So please, the traditional rulers, if we can release some of the land to these young people, the Cocoa Board is willing to come and assist them to grow the cocoa so that they can earn an income and improve their lives.